McIntyre in the gun, a slot formation right. They're showing blitz off the slot. They bring Gilchrist. Raiders pick it up. Watson does. Carr wide open. Andre Holmes has got it. 40, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Raiders!
Not a bad way to start the Tony Sparano era. That was the third play with him as the head coach of the Raiders. And welcome back to the head coach, Tony Sparano, on the Silver and Black Show. You look back at that game. That play may have been the perfect play. Menelik picks up the blitzing corner off the slot. Andre runs a great double move against Brandon Flowers. And Derek Carr makes a beautiful pass. 77 yards later, touchdown Raiders.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was a good way to start. It was a third down play. We knew we had to convert on third downs. We wanted to start fast. That was an emphasis, you know, as soon as, I ended up taking over during that week there, a large emphasis was placed on starting the game fast. And, you know, Derek actually checked the protection there at that time, got us into the right protection. Those guys did a good job executing the play, and we finished it.
Four touchdowns that day, 28 points, a season high. You ran for 114 yards. You passed for 282. When you look back on it, because now you have the same opponent this Sunday, mm-hmm. Why did the offense click so well that day, and how do you duplicate that more often, Coach?
You know, honestly, that day it was just, you know, we executed really well, and we were able to run the football. And being able to run the football and be in one of those kind of close games, you know, get enough carries, take some of the pressure off of Derek that way. I thought guys made plays in that game. You know, they really stepped up and made some plays on both sides of the ball in that game. You know, some incredible catches and some, you know, big plays.
I want to ask you about the last couple of weeks, because he had the two interceptions in Seattle. Mm-hmm. He had two more against Denver. He lost a fumble in Cleveland. You turned the ball over nine times the last three games.
Right.
What are you seeing in Derek Carr's play specifically from this San Diego game when he was so strong, mm-hmm. to the last two or three weeks?
I just think that it's one of those things that a young player goes through occasionally. You know, the one thing that I encourage him to do is continue to throw the ball the way he was and try to throw the ball down the field that way. You know, I know that there's been some, you know, well, you shouldn't throw the ball at Richard Sherman, and maybe that wouldn't happen. No, in our league, there's too many good ones, and, you know, you have to go with the good ones. You know, you can't shy away from them, or else, you know, you're limiting yourself tremendously. And I think Derek's done a good job that way.
You are going to throw picks. Peyton Manning threw a couple of picks.
Yeah.
You know, one thing we talked about was you're not getting the takeaways. Well, last week you did.
Right, we did. We had two takeaways last week, and, you know, I've seen that play from Justin Tuck before. You know, unfortunately, I've been on the other sideline. And, you know, and the play with DJ was good to see, because that's a young player, you know, getting involved, making a play like that. That was a big play. It was a huge emphasis for us going into the game. We felt like, you know, we challenged our defense, wanted to defer, you know, and put our defense out there. And we really felt like, you know, if we can create a turnover here, it's stealing a possession against that team. And when you steal possessions against them, you know, maybe you can lengthen the game that way too and create some easy scores.
You really had Peyton confused, though, and I think he was a bit frustrated on their sideline. I could see him fighting a little bit over there. 27 minutes into the game, they only had the two field goals. The challenge this Sunday, because Mike McCoy was with Peyton when Peyton went to Denver, now he's the head coach. Is it similar the way Philip Rivers will run the check with me's at the line, the no huddle, and change the pace? Is it a typical challenge this week as it was last week?
Yeah, and I think it is. You know, I think that, you know, Philip does a lot of the same things. You know, he's in control at the line of scrimmage. He's got a really good handle on Mike's offense right now. I think he's getting through progressions a lot better. You know, now they've struggled lately to turn the football over, you know, and I think in their last couple losses here, you know, their last three losses, they've turned it over six or seven times, and, you know, those things have led to losses, and that's what happens in our league. You know, if all of a sudden you're turning the football over like that, teams take advantage of it, just like we took advantage of the two turnovers last week.
What's the challenge after you play this game in San Diego to get the team ready to take on the Chiefs on November the 20th?
Well, I mean, the key is to get a lot of your work done this week, you know, for next week's opponent, you know, and as a coaching staff, we really started that process, you know, a week ago. We started that process for Kansas City a week ago, so we're kind of getting down the road a little bit that way. You know, we got to try to get the players as much rest as we can, but yet get our practice time in.
You play them one at a time.
Yeah.
But you got to get ready for the Thursday nighter as you're getting ready for this one in San Diego.
Sure,
Tony,
do.
Thank you so much for your time. Good luck Sunday in San Diego. Sunday will be a homecoming for Bryce Butler, the former San Diego State Aztec, will return to San Diego. He'll be our guest next on the Silver and Black Show.
You know, I went home and trained with A.J. Green and Calvin Johnson and Demaryius Thomas in Atlanta. And, you know, as far as how I stacked up with those guys, I felt like I was, you know, even with them.